ஸ்ரீ வர்த்தமான கால விஷயாணிச்ச இந்திரியாணி அத்தக அதைவாணி, தே நாட் டிவைன். மனஹ து த்ரிகால விஷய உபலப்திகரணம், த்ரிகால விஷய உபலப்திகரணம் மனஹா. ரிபீட், த்ரிகால விஷய உபலப்திகரணம் மனஹா. So mind is an instrument through which the objects of all three pairs of time are perceptible. Therefore, there's no such thing called experience of the past or the present or the future other than outside of, independent of the mind. That's why mind is called Divya Chakshuhu. And only it is through this divine, that's why mind is called divine eye, through this eye of mind, divine eye of mind. Here, Etan Kaman Pashyanna Ramate. He enjoys everything. He revels experiencing all these objects through the eye of divine eye of mind. But where are they? Where does he experience? Outside of himself? No. Yayete Brahma Loke. In the world of Brahman, which is one's own real nature. There's no world of Brahman outside of oneself. Because one's own Swarupam is Brahma. Everything exists in Brahma. Enjoyment, experience happens in Brahma. Therefore, it says the one experience enjoys, revels, enjoying everything, one revels in where? In one's own Swarupam, which is Brahma. In fact, Atma Ramanameva Brahma Loka Ramanam. Reveling in one's own self is what? Reveling in the world of Brahman. Next one. Tamva etam devaha atmanam upasate. See, I'm repeating the mantras for other class people. I'm just telling you, I have not completed this text for the other class. So I'm doing the other class, I'm completing the text only. You can listen to me, no problem. But still, what exactly I'm supposed to redo the things that I don't know whether I can do it today. Okay? We'll recoup again. We catch again. Tam vayetam devaha atmanam upasate tasmat தேஷாம் சர்வே சலோகாஹ ஆத்தாஹ சர்வே சகாமாஹ சர்வே சகாமாஹ. There ends the sentence. Yes, I tell you, 12th section, 6th mantra I am reading now. தம் வா ஏதம் ஆத்மானம் தேவாஹ உபாசதே. Even the devas also, like Indra, they dwell upon, upasate means meditate. I mean, they dwell upon the nature of this self, atmanam upasate. Even devas also, only by dwelling upon this all-pervasive reality, obtaining as their own innermost essence. So, swasvarupa anusandhane naiva, even devas, not by doing anything else, only by meditating upon the self, contemplating upon the swarupam of the atma alone, devas also, they also meditate upon. Tasmat, therefore, what happens to them that as a result of meditation? Tesham sarvecha lokaha attaha bhavanti. All the worlds become attained, as it were, even for the devas. They also attain the knowledge. So they have the constantly dwelling upon the nature of the Atma, blesses one with the ascertainment of the vision of the self. Whether it is for devas or for anybody. And once a person has the clear, doubt-free vision of the Atma, having the vision of the clear, doubt-free, ascertained vision of the Atma, it is as good as having attained all the worlds. is as good as enjoying the pleasures of all the worlds also. Sarvecha kamaha. So all the pleasures also become enjoyed. Sarvecha kamaha. It's as good as, so having the vision of the Atma is as good as having fulfilled all one's desires. So having the vision of the Atma is as good as attaining all the worlds, which means by attaining all the worlds, by going to different lokas, by enjoying different pleasures, different objects of enjoyment, by having fulfilled all the desires also, what is it ultimately one expects to have? What one wants to have, wants to enjoy? That becomes accomplished just by knowing the self. Merely by knowing the truth of the whole as one's own self, dwelling upon it, one has the, one accomplished everything else. So Atma Jnanam is as good as having accomplished everything else in the world, is as good as having fulfilled all the desires in the world, which means it makes one's life absolutely a life of accomplishment. That nothing else needs to be accomplished, nothing else needs to be attained, nothing else needs to be enjoyed. There need not be any, one need not fulfill any other desire after the self-knowledge. That is the meaning given here. Tamva yetam devaha atmanam upasate tasmat tesham sarvecha lokaha attaha bhavanti. Atta means attained, they become attained, as well as attained. Sarvecha kamaha, all one desires also become fulfilled as it were. Which means, now therefore, this is what happens for the devas. What about the ordinary people then? So he says, therefore, whoever meditates upon this Atma and has the clear, doubt-free, ascertain vision of the Atma, thereby has this vision of all that is, there is only Atma, nothing other than that. And such a person also is what accomplisher of everything. That is said in the next sentence. Saha sarvamschak lokan apnoti. Saha sarvan lokan apnoti. He attains all the worlds. What does it mean? Does he physically attain all the worlds? No. He also, it is as good as for this person also, all the worlds become attained as it were. Then sarvaschakaman, sarvamschakaman, sarvancha, sarvamschakaman, apnoti. This, for this person also becomes the, for him, all his desires also become fulfilled as it were. For whom? He says, tam. Who is that person? Atmanam anuvidya vijanati. One who has the clear, doubt-free vision of the Atma, one who knows the Atma clearly, vijanati atmanam, how? Anavidya. So having contemplated upon the nature of the self, one who has the clear, doubt-free vision of the Atma, such a person also, what now? Sarvan lokan apnoti, sarvan kamamscha apnoti, means what? He also becomes the fulfiller of all his desires. He also becomes attainer of all the worlds. So, what is the content in this mantra, the last mantra, sixth mantra? The Atma, having the vision of the Atma, clear, doubt-free vision of the Atma, reveling in the vision of the truth as one's own self is as good as having attained all the worlds and having fulfilled all the desires. How many times a person can repeat it? Just to say, my God, you need not fulfill any desire for happiness. All that you need to do is you need to know what your swarupam is. You need not go to any loka, no tapas, you need to do any tapas, you need not go to any loka. Without going any loka, all that you want to have, ultimately what you want, you searching for through the attainment of all the worlds, through the enjoyment of all the pleasures, all fulfilling all the desires also, what you want, that you can have what? As your own swarupam, you can recognize and take ownership of it. That is the emphasis here. This is the, so indirectly Prajapati, he in fact mentioned the glory of the knowledge. He only highlighted the importance, the necessity of the self-knowledge by presenting the glory of the knowledge indirectly by saying, come on, if you have self-knowledge, everything becomes accomplished as it were. Itiha prajapatiruvacha, prajapatiruvacha, iti dvadashaha khandaha. Here ends this 12th section. Okay, we'll go to the next section.